Well, hello, guys. Hey, some people have realized that maybe wokeness doesn't work. But I'm going to try a little test on you. I want you to picture something in your mind that reminds you of wokeness or woke. Tell me what it is. I know what pops into my mind. It's always a picture of a femon, usually with their mouth open. Probably pink, green, red hair. Probably a ring in their nose. Oh, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, no, that's a feminist. But they're one in the same. Because really, that's what woke is. I believe it's a femon ideology. You see, to me, femons were already woke, kinda. They come up with some crazy ideas that may work in their fantasy world in their head, but it never would work in the real world. And the reasons why so many femons are woke is because they have the hive mind, the herd mentality. And they think it's going to get them more advantages than they already have. It's called greed. Oh, so here's an idea that might be a bit woke. Defund the police. Just a minute now, what's the police for? For law and order. Unless you are the UK police, and then it's all about pronouns and hate speech. But you see, in the woke mind, they say, defund the police. Let the people police themselves. You know, everybody would be nice with each other. Everybody would be honest. It would be like goddamn Disneyland. But in reality, of course, crime goes up. Shoplifting becomes a pandemic. Murders go up. The city becomes a free-for-all. And human nature is human nature throughout history. Without laws and people to enforce them, you get a place that looks kind of like the Road Warrior. Hey, that was a good film. And I gotta tell you, that has never ever worked. So when they defund the police, funny enough, the crime skyrockets. Bad behavior skyrockets. Shoplifting becomes a pandemic. And all these crazy woke ideas have never ever worked. It's almost if the people thinking them up just want to destroy everything. And maybe that's true. But the feminists are also hoping along. Masculinity is toxic. Well, let me see. The only thing I see toxic is feminists. So Trump won the election, and it's going to be the United States president again. And mostly all the people crying on the internet are femons. Because they know the woke agendas now will be stopped. And every woke agenda, basically, is very anti-male. Well, anti-masculine male, that is. And that's no accident, by the way. Don't forget that mostly all the DEI officers are femons. And their idea is to hire somebody because the color of their skin or the disabilities they have. Or maybe just because of their gender. Or nowadays, their non-gender, say. And whether they have the qualifications to do the job or the experience is not important. You can't tell me that comes from a male's business brain. Because it doesn't make any sense. It actually ensures the destruction of that company. You see, you couldn't hire a femon that didn't have the experience, or the knowledge, or even qualified for that position, under the old rules. But once you go woke, you can. Now, I'm not a young guy, and I'm very alert and observant of everything. You see, I'm the guy who asks, why? And I truly believe that woke and wokeness definitely comes from the femons. Because it's far too erratic and illogical to come from the brain of a logical male, whose thinking process is not controlled fully by feelings. Wokeness generally always gives the advantage to the femons. Imagine an army full of femons in control. They would invite the invaders in for tea and a chat. Okay, that was a silly idea. Sorry about that. Anyway, let me know what you think, guys. Take it easy.